Porker, Vaz muttered. Have you found the gym in Stanley yet? You want me to show you where it is? Yeah, and you're not exactly built like a racing snake yourself these days, are you? Mal leaned across and poked Phillips's knee. It was time to cheer him up. So now we can breathe again. How sure are you about the Halo locations?
Not 100%, he said.
It's almost certainly locations, or at least something that identifies them. But we haven't worked out the Forerunner coordinate system. They might not have thought in terms of having a capital. Positions might be relative to other Halos rather than to a central reference point.
But how did you manage to activate a portal?
It had a lock thingy like an Arum.
See? I knew you'd come in handy.
And now we know where the portal exited, we might be able to use that to decipher the system.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. Clouds with silver linings.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Devereaux throttled up, and the drive started its usual song, starting at a low-pitched hum and working up through the scale to a soprano whine, and then a sensation of nothingness that only a dog might hear. The airframe trembled, but it always did. It was nothing to worry about, nothing at all.
On a wing and a prayer, by guess and by God, held together with string and gum.
You're not selling this to me, Dev, Mal said.
Naomi twisted in her seat and checked the neck seal on Phillips's helmet. He looked totally lost in ODST armor, like a small boy trying on his dad's jacket.
Don't want you decompressing, do we?
But it's instant, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, lovely.
Mal was reassured. Things were fine again. Everyone was indulging in the usual chummy, healthy things that squads did, taking the piss, slagging and joking about things that definitely weren't funny at all. He still wasn't sure if Naomi had a sly sense of humor or meant every literal word. But for a woman with a cloud of family misery hanging over her, she seemed to be bearing up. Tart cart lifted, banking to starboard as she rose above the scrubland, and a piece of plastic tube rolled across the deck. Mal could see Dev through the open cockpit hatch. Her head was turned toward the drive readouts, even though she could have seen that data in her HUD. But everything felt and sounded normal.
How many times have I done this? 100? 500? I'd know if there was something wrong. You get used to this.
If there's anything out of the ordinary, you can hear it, smell it, feel it.
Mal watched the sky in his hull cam feed, willing it to darken faster. Every second that they didn't explode in a ball of flame or start to slow down and lose height was a bonus. The bright blue shaded to violet and then navy. And suddenly he could see stars without the filter of the atmosphere. Nothing had fallen off, cracked up, or burst. Tart cart moved out into the black velvet safety of space.
They'd done it. Dev?
Yes, Staff?
Is the radiator boiling over yet, or whatever the coolant does?
Of course it is. You should see the readouts.
Oh.
But we've passed the point of greatest demand on the drives. It's okay, the conduits are holding up.
I'm ever so impressed, Phillips said.
Naomi did a couple of restrained claps but said nothing. Mal joined in.
Yeah, well done, Dev, he said.
There were two bored Huragok waiting in Stanley who'd pounce on Tartcard as soon as she docked to make repairs.
They'd love it.
The dropship would be better than new by the time they'd finished with it.
And now, Devereaux said, I'm going to show you something you really have to see. Check your HUDs.
Oh, damn. I can't do this.
Phillips seemed to be moving his head rather than his eyes, in a bid to activate the right icon.
Can I take this helmet off now?
Yeah, take a look out of the view screen.
Devereaux gestured to him, through the hatch without turning around.
Come up front, check this out.
Phillips left his helmet on the bench seat and moved forward. It took Mal a few seconds to work out what Devereaux was sending to everyone's display. On first glance, he thought it was a section of a refit station. a long slab of a hull with bristles of sensor masts dotted along its length that stretched past the limits of the frame. Then the image tracked to port, and the vertical wall of metal plate turned into a flared section bearing white lettering. UNSC Infinity. He couldn't quite get the scale, but it had to be bloody enormous. Phillips was in the cockpit, seeing it with the naked eye. Mal could tell by the whoops. Oh, my God! Phillips' head bobbed up a couple of times, as if he was bouncing in his seat. Oh, my God! That's a monster! That can't possibly land anywhere, can it? Vaz started laughing. Phillips loved all this stuff and seemed totally unashamed of his excitement. Mal wondered how the professor would ever make the transition back into academic life, where the biggest battles he saw were probably over parking spaces or dodgy research papers, and then realized that he never would. Who'd want to go back to that? Kilo 5 got to see and do things that no other human being did. This was life lived. Move over, Prof, we want to see you too. Mal got up to peer through the cockpit hatch and found himself jockeying for position with Vaz and Naomi. Phillips slid out of the seat and Mal took his place. Now he could get the scale of the ship. She was in just the right position to be fully lit by the sun with nothing behind her, hanging there like a long, thin, death-dealing shoebox. Ooh, a missus, he said. And we're still 50 clicks away from her. Devereaux magnified the image on her monitor. I can't even see Stanley, but if we could, she'd be a dot. Vaz didn't sound remotely excited.
So the hinge heads have to be able to see her from the ground.
Phillips half turned to say something to him, but he was drowned out instantly by the fire alarm klaxon. Devereaux reached out across the control panel and shut it off.
Excuse me, folks, I need to check that's not a real one, she said, squeezing out of her seat. None of the monitoring's working properly. BB, what are you getting?
Something's hotter than it should be in Section 7 Alpha 10, he said. Nothing specific from the entire port quarter, though.
I'll go. Naomi motioned Devereaux back to the cockpit. Tartcart was only a heavily modified Pelican airframe, roughly 30 meters nose to tail. There weren't many compartments to check out.